blessing from on high. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 8. Get this button here mashed on and see if I can get it. Is that the one? Got it. Thank you. Isaiah chapter number 8. If you find a place, you're able to stand. We'll give you a moment there in Isaiah chapter number 8. All right, in the lesson that we're looking at, verse number 1, moreover, the Lord said unto me, take thee a great roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mehershelahazabah. That's the longest name in the English Bible. Whoever was able to look all that up, I'm glad. I'm just saying is that I ran across that and I thought, man, what a name to name somebody. Notice, if you will, it means haste ye to the spoil. However, in verse number 4, the spoiler, the one that's going to get the spoils, is Assyria. For the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father, or far before the child shall have the knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. All right, then about verse number 10. Verse number 10 has a direct reference to United Nations. And take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Now, let me tell you, that's a direct reference to Emmanuel, or the Lord Jesus Christ, or if you will, please, the nation of Israel, according to the book of Isaiah 7 and verse number 14, when the promise of God was fulfilled, when a virgin conceived and brought forth her firstborn son. All right, then notice, if you will, verse 11. For the Lord spake thus unto me with a strong hand, instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say not ye a confederacy unto them the whom that the people say a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear nor be afraid. In other words, they may all unite together. They may all get together. They may all decide what is and what ain't going to be. But God said it's going to come to naught. Notice verse 13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin, for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. All right, verse 17. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I am the children of whom that the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in the Israel and for the Lord of hosts and which dwelleth in Zion. All right, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. Should not a people seek to their God for the living to the dead? Then to walk in the law and to do testimony. Now, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they shall pass through it and hardly be stead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that whenever they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness and dimness of anguish. And they shall be driven to darkness. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word. We do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've enjoyed together, the good special music. But now you hide it in our hearts that we not sin against thee, and that we could teach transgressors thy ways. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on according to his word. Now, when we begin to look into it, you'll find that here's one thing, a very simple truth that you ought to grab hold of for the rest of your life. The final authority in this world is in the word of God. When you see the word of God, you're looking at the final authority. Listen, there's no pope, there's no priest, there's no council, there's no confederacy, there's not anybody or group or body on the face of this earth that's ever able to have the last call. That's the call, that's the final call that belongs to God. And let me tell you, is that he speaks in a finality, and whatever he says is going to stand. In the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find there's opinions in the world we're living in. They're like a dime a dozen, and you can find them, and everybody's got a couple of them. They're sort of like armpits. Everybody's got a couple of them, and most of the time, some of it stinks. Now, that's what opinions are. Don't ever side with somebody's opinion and popularity. Don't ever side with them against the word of the Lord. You'll come up loser every time. In the lesson that we're looking at, the Bible said over there in the book of Proverbs, in fact is, we'll not take time to turn there, but in chapter number 30 and verse number 6, the Bible said, add not thou unto his word, and lest you be found to be a liar. Well, if you try to say something contrary to God, you're going to be caught in it and found out to be a liar. Remember over there in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, and since we're there in the book, you can flip over there if you like, but in about verse number 1 there in that chapter of Isaiah 30, verse number 1, he said, woe unto the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me. He said, that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. I got to tell you right now is that it does matter who you counsel with. It does matter who you get counsel from. It does matter that you get wise counsel. And the Bible said that there are people out there, they're listening to somebody give them counsel. But he said it wasn't of me. Wasn't of me. What a sad end that's going to be for that person. Now let me say to you that the Word of God is going to stand even if it stands alone. In the lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you're going to find out is that it speaks about both sides of the river before the Lord comes again and after the Lord comes again. And yet you're going to find there's been a warning set is that there are those like Assyria that think they're going to be able to dominate the world, and they're going to be those that all get together as a confederation, as a council, and that their council is going to stand. I say unto you that it will not stand, but God will set it to naught. In the lesson that we're looking at here, let me tell you, is that the test of discipleship, while you turn to the book of Revelation chapter 2. Now, we'll be back in our text, but Revelation chapter number 2. The test of discipleship is in the word of the Lord. Over there in the book of Revelation chapter number 2, about verse number 2, he said, I tried them which say they are apostles, and they're not. You know, in order to be qualified to be an apostle, you had to be one that witnessed the ministry and witnessed the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next time you hear somebody or see in the paper, they've got this apostle or that apostle, they're lying. There's not anybody alive that ever witnessed the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you would think that that'd be an obvious, simplified. If you just read through the New Testament one time, you'd be able to find that out. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find that in verse number 2 of Revelation 2, he said, I know your works, your labor of love, your patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars. In other words, there's a lot of people wanting to take credit for what God is and what God's done and who God is. And yet God said they were tried. You know what they were tried with? Well, the word of the Lord. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at over in 1 John, you can back up a little bit to it. It's in 1 John, and it's about chapter number 4. There's a passage there that ought to be looked at. But in 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 1, beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, by the way, let me tell you something, that the moving of the devil and the spirit of the Antichrist, it has some feeling to it. But you'd better not just believe it because it's got some kind of a stirring factor. But you'd better try the spirits. That doesn't mean sample them, but it does mean to test them. Try the spirits, whether they are of God, because there are many false prophets that are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, and whereof you've heard that it should come, even now already, is it already in the world. in the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, over in 1 John in chapter number 2, it's more than just talking a good story. It's a matter of knowing what God said, believing what he said, verse number 4 and 5. He that said that I know him and keep not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. See, the truth is the word of God. The commandments are the word of the Lord. But whoso keepeth his word, there it is, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. You want to know if you're in Christ or not? All you got to do is test it by the word of the Lord. In this Bible lesson, you'll find is that God tells them over in Revelation chapter number 21. It's about verse number 8. We use it over and over again, quote it, because it's such a valuable thing. The fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let me tell you something right now, is that it's the word of the Lord that will either bear witness that you are in the truth or that you're lying against the truth. Back in our lesson, if you will, please, when we begin to look in verse number 19, back over there in the text that we've read in Isaiah chapter number 8, you'll find out there's people that are desperate. You know, people go to getting desperate whenever they have ignored God and denied God and counseled together with everybody but God, in a place of whenever they're needing help the most, they'll resort to desperation. Look in chapter number 8 of Isaiah, verse 19. And when they shall say unto you, now here's their advice to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. In other words, then they're going to ask, should not a people seek to their God? For the living to the dead, I got to tell you, you're not going to get anything from God by going against what God already said. Now, listen to what he says there. He's suggesting that you go after familiar spirits, that you go after wizards, that you go after those that peep, that mutter, and so forth and on. But notice in your Bible that, if you will, please, in the book of Exodus, there's a passage there in Exodus in chapter number 22. Exodus in chapter 22. Now, whenever you look at this, you begin to recognize in verse number 18 that the advice that somebody gave over there in Isaiah is contrary to what God gave here in Exodus. Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's pretty blunt, isn't it? Look in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter number 18, there's a passage that we ought to look at there. This crowd that's talking about witches and familiar spirits, necromancers, those that are able to talk with the dead, so forth and on. This crowd that's wanting you and I to go that route and that round. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter number 18, verse 10, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. There's a word there that means to be able to communicate with the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee. So in the passages that we're looking at, you're going to find that God has given us a very clear-cut word that you and I are not to follow that route and that route of people that are demonic, people that are utter in desperation, people that are trying to somehow or another call their own shot and live their own life their own way without the word of the Lord. All right, now there's a passage there back in our text. And look, if you will, please, in verse 14 of that chapter number 8. And he says, and it shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Now, that's a New Testament passage, and I'll let you find it. It's over in 1 Peter. If you turn over there for a moment, chapter number 2, 1 Peter. And let me tell you right now, the Lord Jesus Christ, been a lot of people tripped over him. I mean, he's the way, the truth, the life. A lot of people have tripped over the stone. They stumbled and fell right off into hell. What a sad commentary. Look in verse 14. All right, and the Bible says in 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 8. He says, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense even to them which stumble at the word. See there? The Bible said, we've read for our text tonight, to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Now, let me say to you, is that the word offends a lost person without God that's religious but lost, being disobedient unto whereunto also they were appointed. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into it, that the Old Testament or the New Testament, I'm going to tell you, there have been a lot of people that stumbled. There's been a lot of people that fell while you turn to Isaiah 59, and that fell right off into hell because of the fact they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, but rather they tripped over it. Isaiah chapter number 59, there's a passage there. We're closing with it. In verse number 10, down through about verse number 14, and listen to what a passage said. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night, and we are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves and look for judgment, but there was none, for salvation, but it's far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from God, our God, speaking oppression to the revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And the judgment is turned away backward and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. I want to tell you something, is that if it's a day like that when a nation faces the word of the Lord and stumbles over it, rejects it, goes to following after familiar spirits, witches, and so forth and on, and wizards and people like that. That's where we're at in this day we live in. But I got to tell you, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. You and I have got kin folks, and I guarantee you right now, they'll wake up tomorrow, and until they've checked the horoscope, or a Ouija board or some kind of something, they can't get going. Now, do I care if they want to do that? Not at all. But it sure is sad that they would rather have that than the word of the Lord that could show them the way, the truth, and the light. All right, let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. We thank you for these requests that have been mentioned. We are confident as we lay them at thy feet that thou doest all things well. May you have your will and your way in each and every family here tonight. Be with those that could not be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.